This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. For much of its history, McDonough District Hospital in Macomb has operated without a chief medical officer. That is changing. The hospital's board of directors agreed to appoint Dr. Ed Card to the position. He was already chief of surgery at MDH, where he's worked since 1984. Card says as chief medical officer, he will help address issues raised by medical staff.
It's really, I think, an attempt by the board to ensure that there's clinical input into decisions in the administration. To that end, they have Dr. Iverson, who is the chairman of the hospital board at this point, and have recently appointed Dr. Kurt Farr to be a member of the board. So there is a movement toward engaging physician input into administrative decisions, particularly for clinical issues.
Any thoughts on why there was not a chief medical officer before now?
It was not felt to be really necessary. We did briefly have a chief medical officer, but it was not seen as being beneficial. Since that time, federal reporting requirements and other things have increased to the point where now it's really more than we should put on the president of medical staff.
Will you continue as a doctor?
I am continuing my clinical practice as I have before. This is actually a series of things that I have been doing on an unofficial basis that now will become officially my responsibility.
How do you think this will benefit patients?
I think it gives us a clinical approach to our quality control. Physician involvement in that has not been as robust as it might be, and I think this will allow us to do that. Additionally, the credentialing process can be more tightly controlled as well.
Is there a particular issue or challenge you would like to address as you assume these duties?
I don't know that there's one particular challenge. I think there are a whole series of things that we need to coordinate, and we've been doing a good job of it, but I think we can do a better job of it.
So you say there's a whole series of things. Can you give us an idea what one of the first ones might be that you might like to address?
There are a whole series of quality measures that are reported to the government, and our measures have been up and down a bit, and we'd like to get a good handle on that, and I think that's a very good place to start.
Have you looked around at other hospitals, especially rural hospitals? Is it common in rural areas for hospitals to have a chief medical officer?
I think it's common for most hospitals to have a chief medical officer. In some of the smaller hospitals, it may be a more informal position. In larger hospitals, it's a full-time position with a staff of people. I think we're at a size where, at least initially, a part-time assignment makes a lot of sense.
Dr. Ed Card is the newly named Chief Medical Officer at McDonough District Hospital in Macomb. It's a one-year appointment. Card says the hospital's board will review the position and his performance a year from now. I'm Rich Hugger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.